Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Authority for the believer, the necessity, the need a born-again believer has for authority. Authority in Christ Jesus the Lord. Power in Christ Jesus the Lord. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy. The Lord just had sent 70 disciples out, two by two, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, and to cast out devils. And in verse 17, they are returning with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, the Lord said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Those are demon powers. And over all the power of the enemy, that is Satan. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we are talking about the kind of power. Now, the word in Greek of this, and I'm reading this from the King James Version, where the English word reads power, but if you read it from another version, it might read authority, because the Greek word, the root word, the original word, is exousia, that is the Greek word for authority. So, in fact, it is authority, it's exousia, which is powerful, but it is authority because there is a difference. Behold, I give unto you power, authority. Behold, I give unto you authority to tread, to stamp upon, to march to death demon powers, powers of evil, powers and principalities. And all the power, that is dunamis, all the power, that is actually power, not authority, over all the power of the enemy, which is the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. God quickly remind you of the book of Acts. Book of Acts chapter 28. Book of Acts chapter 28. This is just to encourage you. Praise God. You know, I love to encourage you. I love to give you that encouragement, that joy. Praise God that you can, that the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're getting encouraged by the word of God. The words that are spirit and that are life. That are yea, that are amen. So you that are having a Bible with you right now can go to Mark chapter 16. And at the same time, Acts chapter 28, and I'm still in Luke 10. Now, Mark 16, again, the Great Commission, which is what this ministry, what my ministry, Vincent Bauhaus Ministries, is all about. It's the preaching of the gospel to every nation. Hallelujah. Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world. That has not happened yet, but this is the prophecy, Matthew 24, before the Lord returns. This gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world as a witness to every nation. And then shall the end come. The gospel and the preaching of the gospel, the evangelization, world evangelism, is what my ministry is all about. Hence, your partnership is so blessed, is so important, because we are doing it together with your tithe and offerings, with your partnership. It keeps us, it keeps me and my team in the field, praise God, to continually win the lost and do more and more and more and more and more until Jesus comes back. Praise God, somebody. So Mark 16 is all about that Great Commission, and verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that is believed and baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Serpents. Acts 28 gives us that wonderful power of God account about the serpent that bit Paul. And you know, there's so many serpents, there are spiritual serpents, which are demon powers that we have that power upon. Luke 10, 19 says, you have power to tread. You have power to stamp on it. Bam! Stamp on it in the name of Jesus Christ, and it shall crumble. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Time to begin to use it. Time to begin to exercise it. That's what this whole series is about now. Authority and power for the believer. And there are literal serpents, and there are literal serpents. There are literal poisons. There are deadly substances. And it says, again, in that Great Commission, according to the book of Mark, if they even drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. Acts 28, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper, a serpent, out of the heat and fastened on his hand. It grabbed his hand with his nasty teeth, and it was locked bit in his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous, the poisonous, the deadly venomous poisonous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom through he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Now they thought he was under some kind of judgment, and that he was going to die, and that's why that beast hooked into his hand. And he, Paul, shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they charged their mind and said that he was a god. They could not understand it, but you can, because you just read the Gospel of St. Mark and the Great Commission according to the chapter 16. No deadly thing can come nigh you. Now that is a wonderful place to start from when we talk about power over serpents and scorpions. Because all that Paul had to do was shake that serpent off his hand back into the fire where it came from. Prophetically back to the hellfire, of the pit of hell. We have power over serpents. And that serpent couldn't harm Paul, and the poison, the venomous poison that was in the serpent's teeth could not harm Paul at all. That is Mark chapter 16 in full power at work. So let's again look at 10:19 from the book of Luke, 10:19. Behold, I give unto you authority, exousia, to tread on serpents and scorpions. God is giving authority. Now, the only authority that counts is the authority that comes from heaven, that comes straight from God. When God divers the authority, then it is the authority of God that flows from God to you. Because that's why we say in the name of Jesus. That's why the disciples returned with joy and say, they are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. This is that blessed authority that comes with the name of Jesus Christ. Over all the demon powers, the powers, the principalities of darkness. And over all the power, over all the dunamis, over all the power of Satan. That is some authority. You got to meditate on that. I'm teaching you, you got to meditate on that. You got to stand still by that. I mean, it starts with behold. I will say, when it says behold, then just stop anything you do, sit down, and listen very carefully over and over and over again, because behold, the Lord is going to say something important. Behold, I give unto you. The disciples came back, marveled. They were amazed. They were totally and utterly in joy. Like, wow, even the devils are subject to us through your name. And the Lord said, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And behold, I give unto you authority straight from me to you over all the power, over all the dunamis in Greek, of the devil. Praise God. Sometimes, well, often at times, the believers don't know the authority, the power that we have. I mean, the devil is always very, very hard at work with lying, with deceiving, and lying, and deceiving, and lying, and deceiving, and lying, and deceiving, and stealing, killing, and destroying, so that we might forget to exercise and walk in this tremendous authority that is the authority above all authorities, that is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the I am that I am, the Alpha and the Omega, God Himself. That authority is no small thing, and it is yours to have. In fact, He gave it to you. He said, behold, I gave, behold, I gave, behold, I gave it unto you. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't you worry about anything, because nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can fight those forces and will not be hurt. Paul was bit by that serpent and was not hurt. Paul was doing the will of God. He was traveling. He was just getting warmed by the fire. And again, the devil tried to hit him and attack him and bite his hand with a venomous snake. But nothing would harm. Nothing shall by any means harm. Just like Mark 16 verse 15 onward, that they shall pick up anything deadly and it will not affect them. Praise God. Or even drink anything deadly, it will not hurt. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, having authority, having been given authority, is one thing. It's great. It's imperative. It's totally necessary. It's wonderful and necessary to overcome. when everything else lines up. This is a follow-up teaching. This is a series. It's very important that every part that is taught, every principle from the Holy Word of God is applied. Otherwise, authority won't work. Nothing works without the other. Everything has to be subject to God and in line with God and according to God's heart and God's will. Let me say that again and again and again, because for whatever reason you might have not seen the rest. This is a series. It's very important to understand everything taught in this series. That's why it's a series. You cannot apply one thing without having applied the other. It's just crucial. God is a God of order, and everything has to be in line with His will, and every principle has to be acted upon in Jesus' name. Take, for example, a boss, a director, chief, exec of a company with lots of staff. Now, this boss has to walk in the authority that he has over the company and the staff. He has to walk in that authority. He has to exercise that authority. He has to talk in that authority. He has to move in that authority. He has to make decisions in that authority. He has to write in that authority. He has to listen in that authority. He has to negotiate in that authority. He has to do everything that he does to run that company with that authority. Now, what will happen if he doesn't, if one day or several moments he will not walk in that authority? He will be immediately subject to attack, because that position comes with authority that needs to be exercised, that needs to be walked in all the time as he is operating in that position. If he doesn't do that, immediately he is prone to attack, and either staff or competitors or anybody could use that weakness that has now arose because of him not being in the authority, him not walking in the authority, and something can be happening which will affect his company negatively. And that is a good example of your position, the believer in Christ Jesus. Your position comes with authority, and you must walk in that authority just like that boss running that company. You must walk in that authority that the Lord gave you. And that is not just any old authority. That is the authority of all authorities. I got to bring that home. I got to get that into your mind in Jesus' holy name. Because a lot of people, nearly everybody, doesn't understand the authority that they have in Christ Jesus. And because they don't understand the authority that they have in Jesus, they perish, because people perish for a lack of knowledge. Let me be there with you. Stick with me, like I said before, time and time again, so that I can teach you. And I can help you, praise God. Hence this partnership, praise the Lord. Partnering with this ministry, having the anointing of this on my life, flowing into your life, and partnering, also causing the kingdom of God to advance, the gospel of the kingdom of God to be preached in all the world, which is what the heart of God desires. So what does it mean for the believer, the born-again believer, the born-again Christian, to actually continually, and this is important, as I just tried to emphasize through that example, continually walking in the authority that the Lord has given you. That authority is what makes you victorious over any onslaught, over any attack, over any attempt of the enemy, Satan, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This is the authority that makes you the overcomer and the conqueror. This will make you indeed that more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So the authority, first of all, needs to be a mindset, an understanding, a lifestyle, part of your lifestyle in Christ Jesus, so that it becomes natural. You don't have to switch it on or off. It has to become part of you. It has to become part of who you are in Christ Jesus. A new creature, old things have passed away. A new creature in Christ Jesus, resurrected from dead in sin and trespasses to life eternal in Christ Jesus. A new creature. With that transformation, that metamorphosis from the sinner to the saint, from the old you to the new you in Christ Jesus, with that now has to come the complete transformation in thinking and understanding the authority and what it means that you have this authority, what this means to the new you. The new you is not the old you. The new you is the one that is in authority, that has an authority and an understanding thereof, and who can and constantly exercises that authority over the devil. Just like in that example, the boss of that company, in that position, he constantly exercises that authority. Otherwise, he will be taken the Mickey out of, or he will be attacked, or he will be seen as a weak person or a weak boss, or he will just be losing out all the time because he's not exercising the authority that comes with his position. Praise the Lord. He behaves differently than the one who's not the boss. Praise God. Well, you are in a position of warfare, of soldier in Christ. This is what the Bible says. Not everybody likes that. Not everybody wants, well, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be a soldier in Christ. Well, if you are a Christian, you are a soldier in Christ. This is exactly what the Bible says, because there is an enemy out there, but his name is Satan, but, praise God, we have been given authority, the authority of all authorities, like I said before, from the I am that I am, praise the Lord. This should make you excited to be a soldier in Christ Jesus, because you're not just any old soldier with any old authority. No, you are a soldier in Christ Jesus, the Lord, the one who gave you authority above all the power, over all the power of Satan. Each and every one little bit of power, you have been given authority over that. My God, can you be more than a conqueror? Can you be an overcomer? Can you be a winner? Yes, you can in Jesus' name. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. This is going to take some time to meditate on this, to think about it, to remind yourself with the Word of God about it, to preach to yourself about it, to pray about it, and to encourage yourself in the most holy faith. Encourage yourself with the Word of God. Oh, praise God. This is, once this clicks, you'll begin to move in a different realm of power and anointing, of blessing, of warfare, successful warfare. The enemy is always out there. Whether or not, he's always out there. He's always out there. Again, as this is a series building on what previously said, but he's seeking whom he can devour. Jude says, be a contender. Be a contender. In a contest, only one wins. Yeah, that's why Jesus called you a soldier in Christ, because he wants you to win. And if he calls you a soldier in Christ and he gives you the weapons, he gives you the authority, he gives you the position. Apart from that, he gave you another title called an ambassador for Christ Jesus. And he gives you everything that belongs with those positions. You are a child of the Most High God. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Christ Jesus the Lord has given you position with authority. He has given you weapons. He has given you the armor. He has given you the anointing. He has given you the call. Praise God. Now, you can and will be victorious in Christ Jesus. But it's just this understanding of the tremendous authority that you have. Now, another myth that one has more authority than another. No, one flows more in the authority. One uses and exercises more of the authority that is absolute. There is no little authority or big authority. That the authority that Jesus gives is absolute. It is tremendously powerful. It is the same for everybody. Authority is authority. You either have it or you don't. And if you have it, it's up to you. How are you going to exercise? How much are you going to exercise it? How much of it are you going to exercise it? Are you going to exercise it at all? Are you going to use it at all? So, yes, some people will use and flow in much more authority than others because they are not tapping into the authority. They are not using the authority. They are not exercising the authority. But if you have the authority, is a yay and amen. It's an absolute fact. You got it. Praise God. So you got it already. So all I need to do is teach you how to exercise it. Now, praise God. This will link with our my other teaching, binding and losing. So before I go to binding and losing in the next episode, here, understand that the Lord who saved you has now positioned you. He has positioned you for victory. He has positioned you for blessing. He has set you up. And this is what you need to understand. Yeah, but the enemy did, past tense. Yeah, but I still felt. Yeah. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. That stronghold is pulled down. That curse is broken. Now we cannot break it again, because once it's broken, it's broken. I have heard the demons under the wrath of God confess to me as I interrogated them in the name of Jesus Christ. And they confessed to me that they saw the curse broke. They saw it broke. They confessed to me, yes, I saw that break. Yes, I saw that break. Yes, I saw that. I have it on record. I have it on tape. They confess it. Because once it's broken, it's broken. You got to realize that. I know that, but you got to realize that. You got to have that knowledge, and that knowledge will give you power. Know it. Believe it, know it, believe it, know it, and never doubt anything else again. It's broken, it's broken. You cannot break it again. If it's broken, it's broken. That's it. Done. It is finished. Just like Jesus went on the cross once. He died for our sins once. Once and for all. The final sacrifice. Hallelujah. And with that, he overcame all the power of Satan. He defeated Satan totally and utterly and finally in Jesus' holy name. Yes, he is still out there, but he should not and cannot be a threat to the born-again believer, because when we do walk in our position and authority that the Lord has given and blessed us with, then he will back off from us and stay away from us in Jesus' name. Don't be deceived anymore by the lies of deceitful or deceitful man or deceived man or Satan spirits, devil spirits, or the devil himself. Do not be deceived anymore. God has positioned you for victory. God has positioned you for power. God has positioned you for blessing and to do that what God called you to do, to obtain that what God called you to have, and to reach that what God called you in your God-given destiny to reach in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, I shall encourage you in Jesus' name. So that is it, the realization. It has been pulled down, that stronghold. You can't pull it down again. It has been broken, that curse. Yes, that demon did go. Yes, it left. Yes. It's walking through dry places. It's cast to the pit of hell. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone in Jesus' name. Is the devil still out there? Yes. What are you going to do about it? Stand on your authority. Stand on your authority. Be who God called you to be. Begin to focus on that and that alone, and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and not focus on what the devil did yesterday, or what the devil did last year, or what you felt, or what you didn't feel, or what you sensed, or what you didn't sense, or what you dreamt, or what you didn't dream. But focus on the authority. See, the devil is a deceiver. He's a liar. So he wants to lie to you with all sorts of symptoms and dreams and thoughts and whatever he can throw at you, so that you will get concentrated on him and on the things that he does, rather than on Jesus Christ the Lord and the power and authority that he gave unto you. So rather than that, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. I know who I am in Christ Jesus the Lord. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, demon forces. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I shall ignore you. I will not entertain you, because I am too busy seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm too busy worshiping the Lord of Lords. I am too busy saying that my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. That is how you combat. That is how you, that is your reply. That is your reply to whatever the devil did, say, make you feel, sense, or dream. That is how you reply. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, foul spirits. I bind you, evil spirits, monitoring spirits, witchcraft spirits. I tear you down. I lose God's wrath on you, because I have authority. God, place me in a position. Oh, praise God. There is more to come. There is more to come. Let this resonate with you. Let this sink in. Meditate on all of this, and we'll build up from this in the next episode and take it to the next level. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being a partner, because this is a partner-only message. And together we do the will of God. Hallelujah. We will continually to build you, praise God, our partners, in the mighty, mighty blessings and promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, and I'll see you again very, very, very soon. Bye for now.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart.
Listen now. How much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire!
The words of Jesus, I am the resurrection, I am the life. You are gonna know Jesus Christ personally.
His judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Go home safe. Born again of the Spirit of God.
That God is a deliverer.
And he gave you authority to preach the gospel, to heal the sick.
Yes.
And to cast out devils.
Yes.
We will preach the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ.
keep me in this field, because together and only together we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I need your help.